Yes, this time of the day, we've got the latest in harness racing and Brittany Graham. Well, Brittany, a big night last night, of course, with the Queensland Awards, and we had, well, Bling It On back on Saturday night with a bang. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Andrew. Yes, was a great night up here in Queensland. I'm still up here. I was hosting the awards last night. It was great to be involved there. Colt 31 was the Queensland Horse of the Year with no real surprises. But as you mentioned, Bling It On was back on Saturday night, and it was a big Saturday night for Blake Fitzpatrick as well. He had two winners on the night that he trained. Pegasus Elegance took out the Trotters Mobile, and then later on in the night, Pat Stanley snuck up along the inside to take out race number 9. So I thought we'd grab Blake this morning and have a little bit of a chat about those winners and also a few of his other trotters who have been out having a spell that are due back in soon that are certainly ones to watch as we get into this new season. But in terms of some other bits and pieces of news as well, you've mentioned Bling It On already. He was back. He rated a PB as well in sub 151, and now all roads lead to the Victoria Cup for Bling It On. So that's where we will see him, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, October 12, is Victoria Cup. But one horse that won't be there is Tiger Tara. Tiger Tara has been put into the paddock for a month or so. So no New Zealand Cup for Tiger Tara, no Inter Dominion for Tiger Tara, and of course, no Victoria Cup for him either. So he can't go and defend his Victoria Cup and Inter Dominion titles or have that crack at the New Zealand Cup yet again. Obviously, something hasn't been quite right with him since he returned from a spell. He had a very, very hard run in the Blacks of Fake and hasn't really ever bounced back from that. So he'll be put out into the paddock for a month to have a freshen up. He might serve a few mares as well, and then he will have a tilt towards the Perth features. Of course, the WA and Fremantle Pacing Cups, which are worth plenty of money. So he won't be missing out there if he's able to go across and pick some bits and pieces up. And also Ryan Sanderson, son of Shane Sanderson, he was able to register his first victory at Newcastle on Saturday night behind Don Boston. So very, very happy news there for Ryan. Mm. He's only recently kicked off his driving career, and he's back in form. So
just
that's a little bit of news.
Yeah, that's a bit of news. Just on Bling It On, it was tremendous win, as you say, to start favourite and to come back in the way that it did for Craig Cross and Luke McCarthy, running 27.5, 28.2, 27.3, and then coming home in 27.3 again to rate 150.2. It was really a stunning performance by Bling It On for Craig and Luke. And, you know, they've spoken about the Victoria Cup, Brittany, so it's a case of just bringing the horse along and waiting to see where they can really get him.
Yeah, no doubt about that. But it was certainly a big step in the right direction there on Saturday night with Bling It On, having him back at the races. And it's not easy to win like he did first up, but he was able to get in behind the leader. And then once he saw daylight, he was just far too quick. So it was super to see him back at the races and first up for such a long time. But of course, the Victoria Cup will be another step up again. But they are very, very keen to take him to the Inter Dominion. So looking forward to seeing what he can do there. And I guess he may be one of our only representatives over there as well, which is a little bit disappointing to see a few drop away. But Bling It On, if he's at his best, will certainly be a very, very worthy contender over there at the Inter Dominion. So we're just waiting to see if we can get a hold of Blake Fitzpatrick to have a really, really quick chat to him about his winners on Saturday night, which
and just
of course I've already mentioned.
Just on that, Brittany, San Carlo in the Victoria Cup pre-nom market is $5 and favourite. Buster Brady is at $6.50. Our Uncle Sam now at $7. Bling It On at $7.50. And Cruz Bromac at $7.50. So that's the pre-nom market for the Victoria Cup on October 12. Now, Brittany Graham, you can have a chat with Blake Fitzpatrick.
Thanks, Andrew. Yes, Blake joining us now and on the pace for a quick chat. We won't hold him up for too long, but he, as I mentioned, had a double on Saturday evening with Pegasus Elegance and Pat Stanley. And Blake joins us online this morning. Thanks for joining us, Blake.
Good morning, Brittany. Good morning, Andrew.
Pegasus Elegance there on Saturday night, maybe a bit of a surprise to some, but she's a mare that has plenty of ability when she puts it all together, and that 154 6 mile rate next to her name won't look too bad.
No, absolutely, Brittany, especially for her breeding. We're really happy with her on Saturday night. She's been a very consistent mare her whole career, so she really deserved that win.
154.6. It looked like a step up in grade on paper, but Jack drove her perfectly. She was able to get down to the fence, and then as soon as she saw daylight and got out into the clear, she always looked likely. And even though she had to really run that quick time, she looked to do it pretty easily in the end as well.
Yeah, she looked the winner a long way out, Brittany, like you said. And yeah, Jack gave her a great trip, and she's always dangerous when she can get a run like that. She's driven quietly, and the tempo was on the whole way, really, which really played into her hands. And yeah, her run was terrific. Full credit to the second horse, Lily Stride. She went just as well. So yeah, it's a pleasing result.
You took the reins behind Castle Ray, and he wasn't on his best behaviour. Just looked as though that rapid tempo, he couldn't really get into a rhythm, and then he went off stride. But he's a horse with a big future also.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Brittany. He's never comfortable from the time the gate left. I think they're in the first half in 56-1, which he's never really been in a situation like that. And he's still a young horse learning and working his way through the classes, but the talent's there, and yeah, definitely one to follow.
Later on in the night, Pat Stanley made it 3 from 4 this preparation, and he's returned in really good form, this fellow. The only blot on his copybook was when he got things wrong in the score up in a heat of the new season gift final, and even after that, he did a massive job to get as close as he did there. So he went around at about $10 on Saturday night, 151.9, also a PB for him. So he's returned in great form, the 5-year-old, and he's certainly one that you'll have a little bit of fun with on the Saturday night circuit.
Yeah, absolutely. Brittany's been a really good horse for the stable, and he's only lightly raced for a horse his age. He's just been a horse that's been plagued by minor setbacks throughout his whole career, but Saturday night was very pleasing. I had to scratch him the previous week, so he hadn't raced for nearly 3 weeks. And yeah, to run a 151 and a bit, like a career best, and he should only improve off that.
So he's now won 2 of the cheaper, I guess, MOs on a Saturday night. So I guess the good thing about that is he still has the more expensive MO that he can pick up before he really has to step up again. So that's been a bit of a blessing to be able to pick up a few of those along the way.
Yeah, definitely. Brittany's been very fortunate for him. And like you said, once he wins his next MO and has to step up against the free-for-all level, things are obviously going to get harder. But yeah, I think I'm not really too sure how far the horse will go. He's always stepped up every time we've asked him to. So, yeah, he's, like I said earlier, he's still only a lightly raced horse that's improving. So, yeah, who knows? He could take that next step.
That was Saturday night. I thought while I had you online, I might just pick your brains about a few other trotters that we haven't seen for a little while that are obviously a big part of the stable and have done super jobs already. Blazing Under Fire, he hasn't been seen since June. He performed so well right throughout last season and contested quite a few big races as well. Where's he, and when will we expect to see him back at the track?
He's not too far away, Brittany. He's probably a fortnight off a trial. Yeah, as you said, a horse that's raced at a fairly good level his whole career. Late in his preparation last time, he's a 6 or 7 year old stallion now, so his mind started to wander and he just wasn't concentrating. So we decided to give him a good break, and he's working up a much better horse this time. And yeah, I expect him to hopefully take that next step against the better trotters. But yeah, so he's not too far away at all, Brittany.
Another up-and-coming trotter is Caligula. Of course, was crowned 3-year-old trotter of the year in New South Wales at last weekend's awards night. Where's Caligula at?
He's currently spelling, Brittany. He's been out for nearly 4 weeks now. He had a really good 3-year-old season, and ability-wise, is probably as good a horse that we've got here. His manners have let him down at times, but he'll come back into work probably at the end of October and look towards some of them feature 4-year-old trotting races for him.
And before you go, Jamondi, a 2-year-old that did a great job, went 3 from 3 earlier on in his 2-year-old campaign before racing up in quite strong races towards the end of his season, including the Redwood. Obviously, he had a pretty big season for a 2-year-old trotter. They're not really known to be around and have lots of starts, but he had 5 starts and now obviously he would have had a good break, and he's a 3-year-old trotter now that will no doubt step up against the best there is as well.
Yeah, definitely, Brittany. He's got the speed to go a long way, and he had a really good 2-year-old season. He was a real surprise package, really. He never showed a lot at home in track work until we took him off the farm, and every time we took him away, he got better and better. So he's still spelling, but will come back into work shortly. And, yeah, a horse, I think, got a fairly bright future, and he'll obviously head down the three-year-old foundation and Derby path.
Excellent. We're looking forward to seeing those trotters back in the stable and back at the races. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Blake. Congratulations on Saturday night's double, and best of luck with your racing upcoming this week.
Thanks very much, Brittany. Thanks for having me.
Blake Fitzpatrick there, a winning double from a training perspective on Saturday night, and really looking forward to seeing his strong team of trotters come back for another big season ahead, no doubt about that. So that's on the pace for this Monday morning. No on the pace tomorrow with, of course, the Tab Epsom and the Metropolitan Barrier draws. So Chris Barsby will be back on Wednesday, Andrew.
Good on you, Brittany. Appreciate your help there, and well done to the winners last night up in Queensland for the Harness Racing Awards. So Brittany Graham back this time next week with another edition. And of course, as she said, tomorrow morning in this time slot between 10:30 and 11, we'll have the barrier draws live with the Tab Epsom and the Metropolitan.